Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Starting the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are, as you know, or you should know by now, unless you're not taking notes, originating this entire show from the San Francisco Hard Asset Conference, being held here at the Marriott Hotel by International Investment Conferences. I got to tell you, this is a really, really great venue here. Chatting right now with Gary Cope. Gary and I are talking about one of the companies that he's involved in, Orco Silver. Interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I am a shareholder in Orco Silver. I actually have not a lot, but probably 20,000-25,000 shares, which I purchased years and years ago, and have no intention of selling that stock. Orco is also a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get more information about the company, click on the banner. That's all you have to do. So don't take this as investment advice, because Big Al is not a registered investment advisor. Going to start out on a positive note. Pan American Silver told you guys to go fly a kite. They weren't going to continue working in the company. That's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I know you want to talk about that.
Well, Pan American, due to circumstances, you know, within their own company, got themselves in a deadline problem. They had a deadline to deliver feasibility by last April. They were never going to be able to do that based on their progress of work. And that deadline came up, and lo and behold, you know, a few weeks before the deadline, they ended up purchasing Minefinders. And their stock had been going down. And, you know, they got to a point where they had to take us out or give us back the project. And management, I believe, wanted to take us out. They went to a board of directors meeting, and the board said, we're not really in shape to do this right now. We can't do it. Then the deadline kicked in, and they had a week left to deliver feasibility, and the only thing they could do, logically, was to give us the project back.
And that, in my opinion, was a huge blessing in disguise.
Well, in the long term, it has been a blessing in disguise. In the short term, it hurt us. And, you know, we're still a little bit fighting the battle that because Pan American gave the project back, there must be something wrong with the project. And nothing, absolutely nothing is further from the truth, and it's starting to bear that out now. We publicly disclosed before, we've had 8 CAs signed and with standstills, and we are now getting down to the final strokes with 2 or 3 of these companies that are very, very interested in acquiring the project.
Having said that, you've got some numbers coming out that are pretty interesting. We chatted about it a little bit at dinner last night. We talked about it earlier this morning. Say as much as you can about that, would you?
Well, we just put out a new resource, Al, that has upped the resource at La Preciosa to 264 million ounces of silver. But the big news is that the amount of mineable ounces that came out in the report went from the old PEA at 83 million ounces to 240 million ounces. So tripling the amount of mineable ounces. And what's happening right now is AMEC is in the process of doing a PEA. It should be ready for February. And they're optimizing the mine plan. And we're really looking forward to seeing those numbers.
Let's talk about the concept of a PEA. For those folks who aren't real familiar with that, preliminary economic assessment, let's talk about the implications of that and what that means.
Well, it's kind of a first look at the economics of actually mining the deposit. You know, you get into your CapEx, which is your capital expenditure to build the mine and the mill. You get into the mining costs, what's it going to cost to produce per ton per ounce, and it's a first look. It's not an end look, because you get that in a full-fledged feasibility study, but it's kind of a first look at the economics.
Okay, and the impression, obviously, that you gave to myself with the numbers that you just talked about, some of the investment advisors who we spoke with last night, I mean, this is nothing but good for the company. I mean, that's a big number, a tripling in size. That's something that people need to consider.
Well, at 264 million ounces, you're one of the largest primary silver deposits in the world, undeveloped. In an absolute excellent location. We just had one mining company down on site And the first comment was it was, in their opinion, it was the best site they'd ever seen for a mine, open pit mine. That kind of comment is just adding to the to what we think is the value of the project, and the overall opinion is tremendous.
You know, Gary, you've been in the business a long time. You started out years and years and years ago as an investment advisor. You got in the business as a company principal. You've been around a long time in terms of the hard assets sector of the investment community. What's your feeling right now, mid to long term, for silver and gold? I mean, I couldn't be more bullish. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Al. I'm very bullish medium to long term. I just don't see any way you can look at what's going on in the world and the fundamentals and not come to that conclusion. You know, these countries have got themselves in so much debt problem they can't get out, and the smart people know that the only real value is going to be precious metals. I don't see anything else that you know, you turn to. And we're just going to see more and more money printed, and that just leads to more and more higher values in gold and silver. So medium to long term, I'm very bullish.
Well, I am too. I also have a tendency to hedge my bets, even within one particular investment sector. The way that I hedge my bets in the hard asset sector is kind of a combination of purchasing the commodity itself, gold and silver, and purchasing shares. Now, If someone is a believer in the market, which you and I obviously are, it's our livelihood, but, you know, I have to say that I think that purchasing individual securities, because of the leverage involved with that, is a great way to go.
And I'm with you. I'm, coming, as you mentioned, I'm an ex-broker. I'm a gambler, a risk taker. And so for me, I mean, most of my wealth is in my own two company shares. I do have some physical as well, but most of it is in shares, because I can control, at least I control, I get to see what's in the companies and where they're going. And as long as I have confidence in it, I have no problem putting my money into that.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that I happen to be invested in both of your companies, and that's been fully disclosed on this site for quite some time right now. Let's talk about specific plans, exactly what you're going to be doing down in Mexico with Orco for the next year.
Well, first of all, I don't think it'll be around for a year. The way the negotiations are going, I think we're coming to a fairly rapid close for the sale of Orco. That's assuming we get a price that we're happy with, because all of these companies who are interested, at least the ones that we're talking to, has to be a friendly deal by contract. So unless we get a price we're happy with, there won't be any, you know, hostile offer or anything by contract. There cannot be. If we do not reach an agreement here shortly, we'll be continuing on the process of taking the deposit to pre-feasibility. There's a small exploration program going on now led by Ben Whiting for a completely different part of the project. It's a grass field, greenfields project, 15 kilometers away from the known resource. And then we'll also have AMEC finishing off the PEA, and with that PEA will come recommendations to take it to the next step.
And in terms of financing, you're pretty well set. You're not going to have to raise money if, in fact, well, or maybe you will, I don't know, but if, in fact, a takeover doesn't happen in the short term, you guys are going to have to raise some more money. There's just more opportunities there.
Yeah, we currently have about $11.5 million in the bank, more than enough to do certainly right through to the PEA. Depending what the recommendations are that come out of the PEA, we may or may not have to raise more. But like I said, the what it looks like to me is that Orco's days are coming to an end fairly shortly.
Interesting situation. That is very definitely a forward-looking statement, so you need to take it as being a forward-looking statement. Also, remember, this is not investment advice. Again, okay, I'm chatting with an old friend here, known Mr. Cope for a long time. Unfortunately, my big goal with Gary has been to score better than he does on the golf course, and it's not happening. But then again, you're probably 30 years younger than I am, so or something like that. Gary, what do you think of the show? We got 30 seconds left here.
San Francisco is always a great venue to come down to. It's a nice balance of both institutional and retail, and we're happy to be here.
You know what, and so are we. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back, going to bring back Dudley Baker. Dudley has a very, very interesting website that we're going to be getting more and more involved with. I'm going to be talking about that in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back from the Hard Asset Investment Conference in San Francisco. You know, I ran into an old friend of mine here, a gentleman who's been on the show before, Dudley Baker. Dudley and I have known each other. We kind of came to the conclusion, something north of 6 years, so time flies when you're having fun. Dudley has a very, very interesting website, okay, and on that website, you don't necessarily deal with shares. You deal with share purchase warrants. I've always been intrigued with that. I follow your site. Tell our listeners about it.
Well, actually, we started the site in March of 2005, so we've been around for a good while now. It started basically as a database for warrants that are trading on the natural resource companies. I limited my focus to this sector because this is my hot button in life. And now we've still got the great warrant database with leverage calculations on all those warrants that are trading. Well, we've expanded this out now to include, you know, subscribers get to see my entire portfolio. So still warrants is still only 20-some-odd percent of my portfolio. So that alludes, so what else do you own, Dudley? Well, basically I own common shares in a lot of the companies that are like here exhibiting at the San Francisco show.
I find it to be interesting that you have expanded your universe. I'm perhaps a bit remiss in not expanding mine in the sense that we both buy shares in the companies that we're involved with. We're both very forthright about that. We talk about changes in positions, et cetera, et cetera. I guess what I'd like to segue in here then is, number one, give us a perhaps more complete description of your site, and then let's talk about future trends that we see coming.
Okay, I mean it's still when you go to preciousmetalswarrants.com, you're going to just have access to a lot of information, whether that's our warrant database, whether that's seeing my portfolio. I do an audio every Thursday after the market's closed, kind of recapping, you know, any specific thing going on with any of the companies in my portfolio. I religiously follow insider trading activity on all of these resource stocks, literally tracking hundreds of these companies. Any insider breeze on one of these companies, I get an instant email. And so I really am proud of this fact, and I'd like to think I kind of distinguish myself from the crowd because this is just part of who I am right now in following the insider. So
that's probably one of the best indications of what's going on in a company as opposed to almost anything.
Well, it really is. And, I mean, if you know, I can look at a price chart. I can hear a great story as we're walking around the room. Yeah, here in San Francisco at any of the shows, you know, let's face it, management's always going to put a positive spin on their story. But at the end of the day, I know within 60 seconds, I'm going to go back to the room, get online. I'm going to know exactly how many shares that individual owns that I was just talking to. And so it's like, as I like to say, you know, don't BS me, because within minutes I'm going to know exactly what your share position is in the company. So let's shoot straight, and never in the world am I going to own more shares than the president of any given company.
Well, you know, great minds think alike, because I feel exactly the same way as you do on that one. You know, one thing that Dudley and I are going to talk about after the interview is we're going to do a little bit of co-mingling on our two sites, because I think it's very, very important that you folks are aware of the insider trading that's going on, certainly in the companies that we follow. And we're going to also put a banner up on our site for Dudley's site. I thought there was one there already, but we're going to put that one up. So any information that listeners want to get about what Dudley's discussing here, simply click on the banner and boom, away you go, and you're going to get all of that information. Changing to a bit of a more macro issue. Now, you're living in Mexico.
Yes.
And you've been there a while, 5 or 6 years.
Probably,
or whatever.
13 and a half.
13 and a half years. Okay.
Full time.
I am very, very concerned right now, Dudley, about what's going on in our country. I love talking politics. Our listeners are all of the same mind, pretty much. All 170,000 of them are all of the same mind that I am.
Uh-huh.
We're pretty conservative. I'm scared to death about the future of our country. What does Dudley Baker think?
Well, I'm greatly concerned as well. Let's say I live full time outside, so I do have a little different perspective. But you know, my family is still in the United States, and so you know, we still all love the United States, still U.S. citizen. So we don't like to see anything negative going on. But I've got several friends that are also subscribers that said, Dudley, if the election doesn't go as we want, which it did not in their mind, that, man, they may think about just leaving, you know, coming to Mexico, going somewhere else in the world, you know. But it's a big world, and if you are in a position and you have choices, that's okay. But Yeah, I usually don't get too political as well on any of this stuff, but I do feel like we just see a different perspective once we're outside of the country, and I'm really proud that I've had the opportunity to have taken an early retirement way back in 1996, and now I have found, you know, really my second career passion in life is with the resource sector and being able to do it in Mexico, where so many of these companies have marvelous projects right almost in my backyard in Mexico, and I just love this connection.
You know, the reason I bring up the political topic is because I think that politics and investing really, really go hand in hand, and I'm positive that you would agree with me on that one. You know, right now, for example, in the resource sector, it's kind of scary. There's a whole lot of red in my portfolio, and I'm sure in your portfolio also. Not totally, but, you know, there is a bit of it. I think that's a direct indication of the direction that our country is going in. But on the other hand, on a positive note, Dudley, I got to tell you, this too shall pass. And I think that some of the share prices that are absolutely, totally decimated right now are going to come back in spades in the mid to long term.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt in my mind. I usually say I'm probably one of the more optimistic, you know, newsletter guys in the business. I just feel so confident about where we're going to be in the next few years. And maybe sooner than that. I mean, meaning January, February 2014. A lot of all the Fibonacci numbers all align to January, February 2014. The 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34s of the world. And it's all honing in on that date. Now, will that be the ultimate peak? It's hard to believe that would be the ultimate peak in gold. But I will be willing to say that's going to be a significant turning point. Maybe that's a significant peak, maybe not the ultimate peak. But it's probably going to be significant enough that we're going to have to trade that peak at that point in time. But dangerous markets, just really dangerous markets, and just so many people that I've met here that almost with tears in their eyes as an investor have lost a lot of money. And that's really sad. And believe me, with my newsletter, I take this with a great sense of responsibility.
I mean, you have to. And, you know, like I said, I've known you for a while, and I know that you've got all the integrity in the world. I feel the same way. I think that that any kind of – I don't give investment advice, but people listen to what I have to say. They listen to what our guests have to say. And I feel very, very responsible to our audience. I don't want anything but – the brightest people, and that would include you on the program, and I don't want anything but people who are totally forthright. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back from San Francisco at the Hard Asset Investment Conference. Big Al is chatting with a guy who I've known for 2 or 3 years. I've known his father quite a bit longer, but I've known Chris Berry probably for about 3 years. Very, very interesting young man. Works with his dad now. We're going to talk a little bit about politics. And the reason I asked Chris to weigh in on this subject is, you know, you always hear from the old guy. You always hear from Big Al, who's about five generations ahead of Chris. We're going to hear from a younger generation, for lack of better terms. Chris, I have a question for you. Now, you're a real Ron Paul fan. You know, you said, in your opinion, one of the most interesting books you've read is End the Fed, which the congressman just wrote, came out recently. What do you think about the way politically and hence economically our country's going right now?
Obviously, who was it? Somebody said, you know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And I think that that is where we are right now in the United States. I think it's a real problem. I think you've got the far left and the far right that have dug their heels in on a whole host of issues, whether or not it's entitlement reform, tax rates, you name it. And there's, you know, many of us that are more practical and pragmatic, and we're in the middle, and we can see that, you know, both sides are going to have to give.
Find that statement to be very, very interesting. People like you and I are willing to give and take. I don't see that happening on the part of the administration, although I'll bet he does. And quite frankly, I see it more from certain elements of the Republican Party. I think Boehner's willing to compromise.
It seems like he is, and it seems like he actually was when they tried to do the original budget deal. And then, you know, the Tea Party and I think some of the more radical elements in the Republican base, if you will, that might be a strong phrase, but, you know, said get in line with us. And so that crushed that original budget deal. That's one of the things that always attracted me to somebody like Ron Paul, who, you know, was kind of viewed as an outsider, if you will, and I think that was actually a breath of fresh air inside the Beltway.
Oh, I think it was a total breath of fresh air. You know, I have to tell you, we spent a fair amount of time talking about the congressman this past week. He gave his farewell speech on Wednesday. Put the text of that up on our site. Did an interview with Jeff Deist on Thursday, basically talking about what Ron had stated. What I find to be interesting is politicians aren't willing to state the truth, and he is.
Right. It's just unfortunate, I think, that he was never able to gain more traction on a national level. I think that, you know, a lot of his support came from the youth. You talked about, you know, different sort of decades of experience. I mean, it's just in some ways unfortunate that you have so many special interest groups in this country, and they're all afraid to, you know, give a little bit. And I think, unfortunately, the end game would be, you know, giving everything away when instead, you know, they should be willing to compromise.
And unfortunately, they're not. Now, the million-dollar question is this, and that is, you know, we have a number of events going on around the world right now that are paramount to investing. The most obvious short-term is, I'd have to say that the Middle East right now is the most obvious short-term. That's a pretty tough situation over there. But then end of December, you got the fiscal cliff coming up,
right.
And it kind of goes on and on and on. I personally think that in the short term, the investment community is going to be a pretty scary place. But I think sooner than later, rather than later, you know, perhaps in the near midterm, I think this whole thing is going to turn around, and I think hard assets are really going to come into vogue. What do you think?
I would agree with that. And, you know, it depends on, you know, you've got, I think, two arguments to be made with respect to investing in the commodity space. There's the precious metal argument, and then there's the industrial metal argument, and they both have pros and cons. You know, what's happening in the Middle East has implications for hard assets. It has implications for oil and all sorts of investing. It's sort of a tough call. I certainly think until the fiscal cliff issue is resolved, and who knows what that's going to look like, I think you're going to see a lot of money on the sidelines, and I think you're probably going to see a lot of selling as well, because at the end of the day, cash is king. But longer term, you know, I see it as very positive for gold and silver.
You know, at the end of the day, cash is king. Yeah, there's no question about that. People have to look out for themselves and their families. You know, a conclusion that I came to, and I don't know, you may throw the microphone at me as soon as I say this, but here's an interesting conclusion that I came to. I don't really care for the direction that I believe our country is headed. I think we're looking for more big government. I think we're looking for more social programs, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I don't like that direction purely and simply is because I don't believe we can afford it.
Right.
If somebody could show me that we could afford it, I mean, nobody's a bigger pushover than Big Al when it comes to helping people. But I simply don't think we can afford it. My question is, what's the answer?
Again, I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle. You know, tax cuts, which, again, is something I'm traditionally, typically in favor of, you know, whether or not it's tax cuts for the rich or just, you know, broadening the tax base, whatever you want to call it, that alone will not solve the budget problem we're in. So, but then, you know, again, the other side of the coin is cutting spending isn't necessarily the only specific answer as well. I agree with you that we've, you know, in essence, become an entitlement society to a certain degree in this country. So I think at the end game, it's going to be tax reform as opposed to tax cuts, and entitlement reform as opposed to entitlement cuts. I mean, another perfect example of you know, entitlement sort of gone awry is, of course, this morning, for anybody who watched the news, Hostess, which is the maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread, liquidated. So there are no more Twinkies anymore. Now, that's obviously, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, the more serious issue is that there are 18,000 jobs that are going to be lost now. So that's the bigger issue. And the reason why that happened, based on the preliminary reading that I've done on the subject, is because the unions weren't willing to bargain and negotiate and reform. And so now those jobs are gone.
I find that to be absolutely amazing. You know, we had an event like that at home, obviously a much smaller scale, but it's a really good example of what's going on in the business community right now. We live in an area called Semiahmoo. Semiahmoo had a 5-star resort, mm-hmm. You know, mile and a half down the road from where Kathy and I live. Closed the doors. They're closing the doors as of November 30th. The bank called a loan, and 200 and some odd people in a small community are now going to be out of work. That's going to affect our city, which is called Blaine. They're going to lose literally seven figures of revenue coming from the tax base because of that. I mean, the snowball is getting bigger and bigger.
Right. Right. And you're absolutely right. There's always a ripple effect. You know, when these businesses go, you have to think about the restaurants and everything else that, you know, derive their livelihood from these businesses that are gone now. In the long run, I fear for my future to a certain degree, but I feel like I'm taking control to the extent that I can through investing, and I really actually fear for the future of my children. And, you know, I'm not somebody who is a fearmonger or anything like that, but you just sort of look at where we are as a country and compare us to a country like Norway. You know, in Norway, they have such a surplus because of all the oil revenue and because they manage it a certain way that when you're a Norwegian citizen and you're born in Norway, you're automatically, you know, you've got $200,000 going in your favor, if you will. However, in this country, it's the complete mirror opposite. When you're born in this country, you're already saddled with a very large and growing amount of debt.
The million-dollar question here, quite frankly, I want to chat about this with you more in depth on a daily editorial. But the interesting question is, what's the solution? What is the solution?
I think we know what the solution is. The solution is compromise, and everybody is going to have to give a little, whether they want to or not, or whether they realize it or not. And my fear is that, you know, we go over the... I don't know, honestly, what next year is going to look like in terms... Maybe we're sitting here talking, and it's a completely different ball game. I mean, it's very hard to really know for sure, but... You know, we're focusing a lot on the fiscal cliff and what's going to happen in the immediate term, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there are other hot spots throughout the world, the Middle East. You know, you're seeing GDP, for example, dry up, and the traditional engines of economic growth being, of course, China and India and other countries as well. So I'm not really sure.
Best thing that I can say that I'm really sure of is we have to protect ourselves, and the best way that we can protect ourselves, as I continue to say over and over and over on the show, is number one, stay informed. Number two, invest wisely so you can protect yourself and you have a foundation. Big Al's going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. As you know, we have originated this entire program from the San Francisco Hard Asset Investment Conference. Got Peter Schiff with me right now. Peter is one of the most outspoken and interesting guys in our particular industry. Peter actually ran for Congress, if I'm not mistaken, from the state of Connecticut.
I did run for U.S. Senate there in
2010. U.S. Senate, yep,
yes,
yep,
foreign
yep.
Congress.
You are, yes, it is. I learned that in grade school, believe it or not. Peter, you run a firm called Euro-Pacific Capital. Okay, you've been involved in the investment community for a long time. You've been very active politically for a long time. I want to get your take on what's going on right now in the U.S. politically and how you think that will ultimately affect the investment community.
Well, we're at a very dangerous point in our evolution. You know, when we began, we were a republic. We had a strong constitution that limited the power not only of the federal government, but of the people to, you know, use the ballot box to redistribute wealth. We had a lot of checks on democracy. The founding fathers viewed democracy very skeptically. They looked at it as a tyranny of the majority. They called it mobocracy. And so they tried to write a lot of safeguards into the Constitution, which worked very well for a long time. But about 100 years ago with the progressive movement, they started to dismantle a lot of these safeguards. And now they're pretty much non-existent. And we've seen the results where you have an enormous number of Americans living off of the taxpayers, and they're outvoting them. And you had an election that was really, you know, an advanced auction on the sale of stolen goods. And Obama promised to, you know, deliver a lot of free things to his supporters and tax other people to pay for it. And, you know, we're running out of other people's money. I think we're disintegrating and are on the verge of an economic meltdown.
You know, what I think is really interesting that you just brought up is something that I read in an interview yesterday with Mitt Romney, where Mitt said, you know, it's pretty obvious the Democrats bought the election. How did they do that? Well, let's talk about the student loan situation. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Basically, they're maintaining power by spending your money and my money.
True, but unfortunately, Mitt didn't really present a good contrast. He signed on to a lot of those programs. What he should have done is try to appeal to the voters who are paying all the bills. Instead of promising more student loans, like he did in the debates,
He should have said we got to get rid of the Department of Education, get rid of student loans, because that's why college is so expensive. If we didn't have the government subsidizing it, college tuitions would plunge, and you wouldn't have to borrow all this money to go to college. And by the way, too many Americans are going to college. You don't need a college degree for most of the jobs that people do once they graduate. So it's a myth perpetuated by the, you know, educational establishment. And the politicians buy into it to get the votes and the money, but it's not helping the country, and it's hurting the most the students. In fact, I got an interesting YouTube video. I just put it up.
I watch all your stuff. I watch all your stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, Duke,
we link them on our site.
Students.
Yeah.
I interviewed a bunch of college grads in New Orleans when I was at the New Orleans conference, and take a look at the jobs that college grads have in America today.
The video that you did that actually had me in stitches was the video that you shot at the Democratic Convention. That was priceless.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much summed it up. I went around the Democratic Convention asking the delegates if they would be in favor of a law banning corporate profits, and a very significant percentage said, yeah, I'd be in favor of that law. And these were the smart Democrats. These are the ones that were at the convention.
You know, as Ronald Reagan said, it's not that Democrats are dumb. The fact of the matter is they just know so much that isn't true. And that's I think, a very, very good point. You know, you brought up an interesting point about Romney that I'm going to tell you a funny story. 165,000 people listen to us on the Internet alone. And I went on record about 2 weeks prior to the election, Peter, by saying that, you know, I was going to vote for Mitt Romney simply because I really, really couldn't support what the administration, what their plan was, what their plan, in my opinion, was. And, you know, I'll tell you, a week before the election, I retracted that statement. I said, I'm really sorry. I've got to get up every morning and look myself in the mirror. He's not the guy either. And I wrote in Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, I voted for Gary Johnson. I didn't.
Oh, you're right, sure.
Yeah, I didn't write in Ron Paul, though I would have voted Ron Paul if his name was on the ballot. But I wanted to help Gary. He got over a million votes, which was the most any Libertarian candidate had. But if I was in a swing state, if I was living in Florida, my mother lived in Florida, she voted for Romney, basically as the lesser of the two evils. I mean, I wasn't a big Romney fan, but I knew that I could vote my conscience in Connecticut. In fact, as soon as the polls closed at 8 o'clock, at 8:01, they had called Connecticut for Obama. So I know my vote didn't make a difference.
Well, exactly. You know, I was criticized, Peter, by a lot of our listeners by saying, you know, you're throwing in the towel. You're going to guarantee Obama's reelection. And I said, hey, you guys know where I live. I live in Washington State. Come on.
Yeah.
Washington State is about as blue as you can get.
Yeah. If you live in a blue state or a red state, you can vote your conscience. It was all the swing states where it really mattered. But, you know, it really bothered me, and I pointed this out on my radio show, which, by the way, I do it every day, every weekday on shiftradio.com, if I'm not on in your area. But I thought about all the money that was spent on this election, because it's about $8 billion. But almost all that money from all the races was for television ads. And think about it. Who decides who they're going to vote for based on a television commercial? The morons, the idiots. I mean, even the Democrats, right? If you're intelligent enough to do a little research, you know what you believe in, you research the candidates, you understand their positions, you understand their philosophy, and then you vote. What kind of idiot has to rely on a commercial to decide who's going to vote for? And basically, it occurred to me that that's how we determine our leaders. We leave it up to the idiots. It's whoever the idiots vote for. Whoever wins the idiot vote is the president of the United States. And Obama was able to convince more idiots to vote for him than Romney, so he won.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the things that makes my job so easy is guys like Peter Schiff. No, and I appreciate that. Okay, how does all of this affect investing, in your opinion?
Well, you have to understand that the end game is going to be a dollar crisis. I mean, no way around that. A sovereign debt crisis. The bond bubble bursts. The dollar falls through the floor. And so if you're an investor, you can't be left holding dollars. And you can't own any debt denominated in dollars, whether it's a treasury obligation, a muni bond, a corporate bond, CD. You can't even stuff money under your mattress because it's going to lose its value. So you got to buy gold and silver. You got to look abroad. You got to buy a good portfolio, get foreign stocks, dividend-paying foreign stocks, foreign bonds. That's the types of portfolios that we are developing for our clients at Euro Pacific Capital. We help them manage them. We run mutual funds
based around that strategy. But you got to get rid of your dollars, because when the music stops, you know, the more dollars you have, the more you're going
to
lose.
And the harder it's going to be to sit down in a chair that does that isn't there when the music stops. Yeah. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about Euro Pacific Capital, Peter.
Well, that's my broker-dealer. It's also a registered investment advisory firm. So you can have a brokerage account through us and have access to most of the major markets around the world, probably all the major markets and most of the not-so-major markets. But we also run mutual funds. I believe I manage 7 mutual funds and separately managed accounts, so we can manage money for you or help you manage it yourself through the broker-dealer. I have a Canadian company as well, Euro Pacific Canada. For those of you who are up north, work with my company in Canada. I also have Euro Pacific Bank for people who are not U.S. citizens. They can deal with me through my offshore bank. And one of the unique things about my offshore bank is, in addition to brokerage and asset management service, we are a bank, and we allow people to have bank accounts and debit cards. But we also allow them to denominate their deposits in gold or silver, by the way. So if you want to have, let's say, $100,000 worth of gold, I'll store it for you. I'll give you a debit card, and you have $100,000 worth of gold in your wallet at all times. You have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to that gold. Anywhere a Visa or a MasterCard is accepted, you can take it to an ATM. You can buy stuff with it. But your principal is not in paper. Your principal is in real money, in gold or silver, in, you know, however you want to do it. And then I've also got a metals company in the city, Euro Pacific Precious Metals, for people who want to buy physical gold, bullion, and have it delivered to them.
You got me stunned. I didn't realize that your operation was that big. I'm particularly intrigued with your gold-denominated cards.
Yeah, I mean, no one else is really doing it. I think years from now, a lot more people will be doing a lot more banks. But it's a great program. It's starting to catch on. The only caveat is you can't be an American citizen and participate, because I'm not offering the card domestically. You have to have a bank account with my offshore bank, but my offshore bank won't accept an American customer. And that's because of all the rules and regulations that I would have to abide by were I to do that. And I would also subject myself to all kinds of scrutiny by the U.S. government. So I don't want to deal with it. And so, like many other financial institutions abroad, no Americans need apply. You got a U.S. passport, we can't help you. But if you live in any other country, anywhere in the world, we are welcome business.
Peter, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. You're a very interesting guy.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.